To other news now, and in France, authorities have started enforcing a ban on the wearing of veils in public. French officials can now fine Muslim women $200 and send them off to a citizenship course if they refuse orders to expose their faces when in public. The ban has been met with anger and protests, including this one outside Notre Dame in Paris, where some women wearing Islamic veils were arrested.
This is an attack on my freedom of conscience, my freedom of religion, my freedom simply of being a woman. So this is a really big attack on my own life.
God willing, I'm going to continue to wear this. On the street, I'm not for the law. We are free to practice our religion because it is our democratic right.
A couple of Muslim women demonstrating, speaking out there. John Litchfield is the Paris correspondent for the Independent newspaper. He joins us from the French capital now. John, welcome back to ABC Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning.
John, news of the ban on the burqa is quite big news overseas, but not much mentioned in the French media today, is that right?
Yeah, it's been a very, very strange day in many ways, because I think because there was such controversy about this ban when it went through Parliament last October and the debate over the previous year, it's been kind of accepted as just a sort of something that was going to happen in France. And it was interesting that the demonstration that you mentioned now, there were, I think there were 12 women roughly demonstrating. There were perhaps 100 journalists outside Notre Dame Cathedral, most of whom I think were from foreign TV crews. There were obviously French journalists there as well. No, it hasn't been a big story in France. Much bigger story in British papers, in fact, overnight than in the French papers.
And that's because of the symbolism of it, obviously. And there were a few other isolated protests, I understand, too. But are you suggesting that the small number of people protesting suggests that there is not a large degree of unhappiness within some quarters over this ban?
Well, you may have to remember there are only about 2,000 women who wear full-face veils in France, so there isn't a sort of a large consistency out there to wear the veil in the first place. There were two or three incidents today, all of which were stunts, essentially, provoked by one organisation who wants to make this a human rights issue, not a bad human rights issue to seize on, and essentially moderate Muslim organisation that feels this is an attack on Islam rather than an attack on extremist Islam. But there isn't, I think most moderate Muslims in France hate the burqa. They also hate the ban, and I think they decided to lie low, and I think most of the women who wear burqas normally have either decided to stay at home today or have decided to comply with the law when they do go out. And interestingly, the French police today, although they arrested one or two of these women involved in these small protests, did not charge them with breaking this law. They charged them with illegal demonstrations, but they didn't charge them with wearing a burqa, and they seem to have taken the decision to try and lie low, play it calm for a few days and see what happens.
That's presumably because they don't want to spark a much wider protest. I mean, this could backfire. France is home to, I think, Europe's largest Muslim population, or close to. If most of those people don't like the burqa, but they don't like the ban either, is it possible that the enforcement of this ban could be counterproductive and get more of those Muslim people out in solidarity wearing the burqa?
I think that's what the sort of moderate Muslim leaders fear, that this will come to be seen as an attack on Islam rather than on some form of extreme Islam, and therefore will actually push young Muslim people into more extremist ways of expressing their religion. Also, I think what's happened since this, I mean, when it first was mooted, this ban, there was a fairly wide consensus in French politics, left and right, that something needed to be done. You can argue one way or another whether it was a good idea, but there seemed to be a fairly wide consensus in French parties. Now, what's changed since then is that President Sarkozy has started sort of, his people around him anyway, have started making sort of anti-Islamic comments because of the rise of the far-right National Front in France. And so I think people have wanted to distance themselves from this as part of the kind of drift to the hard right by the government, which they don't like. So, yes, you're right. Therefore, this ban could turn out to be a far more difficult and far more aggressive, or seem to be a far more aggressive move than it initially was.
And so, in terms of the fortunes of President Nicolas Sarkozy, as you say, some see this as an attempt by him to improve his popularity, pandering to the far-right voters who have coming out in quite large numbers for Marine Le Pen, the new leader of the National Front. But President Sarkozy has a fair bit on his plate at the moment. France was instrumental in getting the UN-sanctioned no-fly zone up over Libya, also ordering French troops to help overthrow President Laurent Gbagbo on Ivory Coast. Have these high-profile foreign affairs, if you like, done anything to lift his standing in the polls?
Nothing whatever, no. His popularity is even falling lower this week than previously. I think sometimes there is a kind of delayed action effect with these things, and obviously Sarkozy's hoping that France seem to be active and involved in protection of civilians abroad, if that's how one wants to present Ivory Coast. Certainly Libya will perhaps improve his ratings generally, but I don't think many French people are essentially looking to Nicolas Sarkozy to fight foreign wars. You know, I think he came in saying he would improve a lot of ordinary French people. He seems to have done a lot of talking, hasn't really helped things very much for ordinary people, and therefore the temptation to go along with a very extremist narrative on the part of the National Front has arisen again, especially now they have a rather attractive young leader in Marine Le Pen, the daughter of Jean-Marie, the historic leader of that party. So no, and the Burqa ban wars, all these things don't seem to help. Sarkozy's poll ratings are falling all the time, and it's now just a year before the next presidential election, and as things stand, he may not even make the second round of that election.
Okay. John Litchfield, thank you so much for talking to us again on Breakfast.
You're very welcome.
John Litchfield is a long-standing correspondent for the Independent newspaper, joining us there from Paris, and day one of the burqa ban. Just some pretty small and relatively quiet protests today. See how that plays out over coming weeks and months. It's 22 past 6.